These bitter cold days, you may be wishing your home was better insulated. Star 97.7 spoke with Kurt Rich, president and CEO of the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association, about a little-known tax credit that could save you money on such home improvements.
The 25C Homeowner Energy Retrofit Tax Credit actually has a main origin story. It was proposed by Senator Olympia Snow back in 2005 and signed into law by President Bush. 2 years ago, Congress made substantial upgrades to the credit so that it's now a lot more attractive to homeowners who are looking to make energy efficiency improvements to their home.
Rich tells Star 97.7 the 30% federal tax credit can save homeowners up to $1,200. Find out more on the EPA Energy Star website or at theinsulationinstitute.org. At its most basic level, a well-insulated home keeps out excessive heat in the summer and the bitter cold like we're experiencing on these brutal winter days. Kurt Rich is president and CEO of the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association. He tells Star 97.7 taxpayers can take advantage of tax credits to keep costs down when adding insulation to their homes.
Broadly speaking, the credit is available for HVAC improvements, heating and cooling improvements. You can get up to a $2,000 credit. You can upgrade your windows and get up to a $600 credit. Or what I'm here to talk about today, you can do insulation and air sealing upgrades to your home and receive a $1,200 credit.
Rich says insulating your home pays you in two different ways, by reducing your tax bill and with energy bill savings that continue month after month for as long as you own your home. Learn more at insulationinstitute.org. These bitter cold days may have you thinking about better insulating your home. Insulation can help keep down energy costs during our warming summers as well. Kurt Rich, president and CEO of the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association, tells Star 97.7 better insulation not only pays off in energy savings, but in tax savings as well through something called the 25C Homeowner Retrofit Tax Credit.
In the case of insulation, it's real simple. You can either hire a contractor who will come in and make those upgrades to your home, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can go to a store, buy insulation, and make those upgrades probably most realistically to your attic. Then when tax season comes around, all you need to do is fill in the appropriate line on your tax form and claim the credit.
You can learn more on the EPA Energy Star website, the IRS website, or at insulationinstitute.org. We've been talking this morning with Kurt Rich, president and CEO of the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association, about the 25C Homeowner Retrofit Tax Credit that can save homeowners hundreds of dollars in tax savings when they better insulate their homes. Rich tells Star 97.7 2 years ago the tax credit was extended to 2032. But there's definitely concern about the position of the new Congress on the tax credit.
Well, ideally, homeowners would want to have this credit around so they could make incremental improvements over the next several years. But in order to do that, this credit needs to remain in the tax code. So I would just encourage listeners who might be interested in making those improvements to reach out to their senators, to their members of Congress, and voice their support for the tax credit and ask that it not be eliminated as part of any tax legislation.
Learn more about the tax credits and ways you can save by insulating through the EPA Energy Star website, the IRS website, or at insulationinstitute.org.